Basically, South-South cooperation is a means to an end. In other words, we're trying to achieve results in food security and agriculture, and therefore many countries in the South, being agro-economies, have things to share about agriculture and ensuring food for people. So, for example, Morocco is supplying experts in sustainable agriculture to help countries in Africa overcome challenges in water scarcity and sustainable production. So, basically, they have offered their experts, their training institutions, and awarded FAO basically a trust fund to help move people to come to Morocco, or indeed the experts to go to those countries of 1 million. So that's an example of something going on, you know, in Africa, for Africa, and that would be classed as South-South collaboration. And then just wanted to add that actually it's not just about money, right? Because there are some countries that work with us that they don't have the money to set up a trust fund, but they are offering their experts for free, as I said, their training institutions for free, a study tour, come and see what we've done in our country. And I mean, this is great, because what we're saying is that every single country has something to offer.
Is South-South cooperation only limited to the idea of one country helping another, or is it also about agencies or the UN stepping in to also be a part of this process?
A lot of South-South is going on, as we would say, bilaterally between countries or groups of countries. The UN is purely there as a facilitator to see, you know, how countries can cooperate. And, you know, sometimes countries don't actually have the money. We try to do it on a cost-sharing basis, that the host country might even provide accommodation, in-kind resources, the other country is providing their experts. But occasionally we need to bring in a triangular partner, which is typically a northern development agent, for example, aquaculture work in Namibia, being advised by Vietnamese experts and funded by Spain. And so there are many of these sorts of examples where it's a lot of countries working together. And it's not only the funding necessarily that the triangular partner provides, they also come in with additional expertise. Japan is another great proponent of South-South and brings a lot of expertise behind their triangular cooperation.
We're now in 2016 and we've entered the new development agenda that brings into play the sustainable development goals. What role will South-South cooperation have in this process?
Well, a very critical role. As you might know, the Addis Ababa Declaration clearly recognizes South-South as a key component of delivering. We are all offering resources to deliver on these goals, and these goals are, you know, broad and wide and cross-cutting. In FAO, our particular mandate is food and agriculture. We tend to relate to the SDG 1 and 2. I'll let you look them up, what they are, and climate change. But of course, we contribute to them all because they work very synergistically together for a country's development. So yes, South-South cooperation, what we're trying to do as a specialized agency in food and agriculture is bring countries to do South-South cooperation for these important goals in food security and ending poverty.
Catherine, thank you very much for speaking to us today. And is there anything further you think our listeners should know about FAO's work in facilitating South-South cooperation and its value for ensuring food security?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because there's one piece that I really wanted to emphasize, and that's a sort of a place to start. If countries do want to come on board or institutions want to come on board, we have launched a South-South Cooperation Gateway, which is an online platform of southern institutions of excellence. So what we're doing is we're inviting all countries through their governments to put forward institutions that are excellent in food and agriculture, and then we will upload them, so to speak, into a big online database. So it's really showcasing what the South has. I keep saying putting the lights on in the South in terms of all the expertise and institutions that exist, and then a country can search and say, let's go back to that irrigation expert example, whereby you can put in a search and you can find, you know, numerous countries in the South through their institutions that they are excellent and worthy of partnering. So this is really a promotional tool, and it's step one to getting involved in South-South cooperation.